Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Everyone Talks to Liz. So glad you're here. I'm Liz. You knew that. Okay, so if you guys are avid listeners of the podcast, which you better be, you know that I've been learning to play the bass guitar over the last year and a half. So the first song I learned was Foreigner's Feels Like the First Time. Now, that's a very easy bass line. It's like boom, boom, boom. But the second song my teacher gave me was Bob Marley's Stir It Up. He said that reggae beat was one every bass player absolutely has to learn. I personally was so happy to tackle it because Bob Marley and the Wailers were basically the soundtrack to my freshman year in college, 1982. You could not walk into the dorms at UC Santa Cruz without the floors vibrating to that song, Is This Love? And you guys know what makes the floors vibrate. It's the bass. That inimitable sound came courtesy of Aston family man Barrett. The Jamaican-born musician was Bob Marley and the Wailers' iconic bandleader and bassist. And the incredible story of Marley, who went from holding his first rehearsals in the 1960s beneath mango trees to then worldwide fame, is so stunning. It's now the focus of the new movie, Bob Marley, One Love. In an amazing twist, the actor cast to play Aston Barrett, the bassist, is his own son. In his acting debut, Aston Barrett Jr., who, by the way, is a drummer and a bassist, he faced the challenge of portraying the man he looked up to, who was such a brilliant bassist. So here we are on the cusp of the film's premiere. But just 2 weeks ago, in a very kind of cruel stroke of timing, Aston Fams Barrett succumbed to heart failure. I mean, talk about a cosmic crash of emotions for his son. How does someone deal with a heart split by both joy and sorrow? Please welcome musician and co-star of Bob Marley One Love, Aston Barrett Jr. So glad you're here, Aston. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's an honor and a privilege to be here.
First of all, our sympathies. I mean, how are you doing since you lost your dad? I know it's very new and raw.
It's, you know, I feel very blank. I would just say that anyone that have their parents, you should cherish them. You never really know this feeling. This feeling is not like anything that I want anyone to feel, you know? Mm-hmm. My father and I had a great relationship. You know, if I didn't have a great relationship with him, I would have felt worse. So if anyone don't have such a great relationship, try and always make peace. Because if I'm hurting and I already had peace with my father, you can imagine if you never had peace, it will haunt you for the rest of your life. You know, it's not easy.
Am I hearing you say that you had no regrets, right? So it's harder if you don't make peace with the person while they're alive. Sounds like you had an amazing connection with him.
I had an amazing connection with my father. My father is a musician and he's not a normal person. So he's not a person that you could really understand or overstand, you know, especially as a touring musician. My father is there, but a lot of times he's touring. So what most people like, I wish you were here. I wish you was at my graduation. I wish, like, I overlook all those stuff. I just look, I'm like, hey, I'm happy to have you. And thank you. And I'm proud that you're my father. Mm-hmm. You don't have to whine. Because, you know, when people are older and they're in their 30s and they're still complaining about my mom didn't, my father need therapy. It's like, yeah, if you were like younger, yeah, but get over it. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. And for me, every day I hear my father. Every time I go on the Instagram, I see my father. I go to the movies, I see my father. When I look in the mirror, I see my father because I look like him. So he's everywhere. So it also gives me strength, but it also right now, it still makes me cry.
Well, it's melancholy, it's bittersweet, but it's also in a very different way, beautiful. I can only imagine, though, when it comes to the timing of his passing, what the last 2 weeks have been like for you. I mean, just days after he died, the film premiered in London, South Beach. How have you dealt with the whirlwind of it all? Because this is your acting debut. This is a joyful moment. You're a superstar, baby.
Oh, man. Thank you. You know, I give God thanks and praise every day. You know, my success is from my mother and my father. My father is my success musically, and my mother is my success for motivation. My mother is the one who's responsible for every single thing, because my mother could have been, you know, she could have been like, yeah, your father did this, he did that, I feel hurt. My mother never did that. My mother said, listen, respect your father, honor your father, regardless if he and I are good terms or not, you must respect. And that's why I reach far, because you have to honor your parents. And the Bible says if your parents don't, it's not there for you, you know, just look up to the Most High, you know.
Yeah.
So I would really say that the Jamaican premiere, if you look on those interviews I did, I was a lot more happier because my father was still alive. Mm. And the doctors said he was getting better. They're like, oh, he's breathing on his own. Infection is gone. He's doing good, because he started out with pneumonia. And that's what really started the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
So the director is amazing. The director, his name is Ray. Such a nice guy. I'm so happy I worked with him. He was a perfect guy for it. Ziggy Marley was there the whole time. And there are two producers, but the one that I spoke to all the time was Bob. Great, great people.
Yeah.
And Ray came to me and said, could we go to the hospital and show your father the movie?
Oh.
And I said, yes, you can. And I will arrange it. You know, he said this about a week before my father died. And I really thought my father was going to see it. And to cut the story short, when I did the audition and I got the part, I told my father. My father was excited. He said, finally, the world is going to know Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what to say together, because Bob Marley always said, I didn't tell anyone to say Bob Marley. I always said Wailers, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's hard. I wasn't going to go to L.A., but I went to L.A. anyways because my mother told me to go. My partner was there with me, and she was there by my side the whole time, and I just went, and everyone was very happy to see me, you know, and I did the interviews, and I smile, but every time you see me smile and I laugh, the deep down inside, no one knows how I'm feeling, because, yeah, you could show the emotions, but I have to represent my father. So I need to be focused when I'm speaking on the interviews. I can't just use emotions. Like, people be like, yes, I see emotion. He's real. Yes. But my father is so important, and he's such a iconic figure. I need to stay focused and represent him the right way.
What he would have wanted. And he would have wanted, I think, for you, Aston, to be there and present for all of these premieres. I mean, the mere fact that you're making your acting debut in a major motion picture is so insane, crazy enough, but to play your dad is even more intense. You were saying you grew up around music. When did you pick up your first instrument, and what was it?
My first instrument is bass, and that's my favorite instrument. I started playing the bass when I was 4 years old. I would say 5 years old, I learned how to play Rastaman Vibration on one string, the E string. I could play the whole Rastaman Vibration. My father came off tour, and I was like, look, daddy, let me show you what I could do. I was 5 years old, and my father came off tour, and he's like, when did this youth learn how to play this? And he asked my mother, and my mother said, well, I was playing a VHS of Bob Marley and the Wailers, and I just told him, look, there's your dad. And he looked at me like, wait, that's daddy? So I all this time growing up with my dad, I've seen the Bob Marley, you know, platinum, multi-platinum, all of these records all over the place. And, you know, I just never really, I was young. I was 4 years old. You know, I thought Bob Marley was still alive, you know, because my mom and my dad, they never talk about death. They always talk about life.
Mm.
So even like after this realm, they always speak about the next realm. They never like, oh, when you die, that's it. They're like, no, you just go to the next realm.
Oh, you know? A realm. Sure, sure. Like, well, the next phase, whether it's heaven or something else.
Yes. Yeah, man. Heaven, man. So when that happened, now he came and he's like, I'm going to put more strings on the bass. Because what happened, it was his bass guitar. You know, he got a few bass guitars from different people. But I remember it was a Black Steinberger guitar. You know, from one of his bass guitar from the 80s that he got from Steinberger. And it only had one string. So he bought strings for me and put on new bass strings. And he's like, I want you to learn how to play this on the full strings. And he showed me a few times. Obviously, I didn't get it because I thought I was a pro on the one string. You know, he's like, no, you have many more things to do.
Many more things to learn. This is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we're going to be...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Right back. Isn't it true that your dad built his first bass guitar from scratch using plywood, I think a curtain rod and an old ashtray or something?
Yes, yes, it's true. His father was a welder, you know, blacksmith. So, I mean, music, my grandfather used to play the harmonica, and I think his father was a musician.
Oh,
so it still runs in a family. You know, so the thing about it was my father just loved low-end frequency. So he just saw this and he's like, hey, what is this string? And I'm going to go bing, 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 bing. And then next thing you know, he's like, ding, ding, bing, 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 bing. Yeah, it became a thing, you know. And then, you know, and then Carlton now as a young kid was like, oh, well, I'm going to take these two sticks and play these paint, you know, these empty paint cans. And that's how it started. And they're like, hey, let's make a band. Ding, 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 ding. And that was it. And then eventually, you know, my father was a welder and he became a bike mechanic. But he was fool around with instruments. And eventually he's like, I'm going to really play the bass. And he told me that he went somewhere and he saw this bass player called Jackie Jackson, who was the bass player for Toots and the Maytals. He's still here today.
Oh.
And my dad used to go to him and like, yeah, man, I'm going to play this. And my father was practicing. And I think a few times Jackie Jackson had to make a move. So he asked my father to come on stage and fill in for him.
That's a beautiful thing. And when you think about how he took that love of the bass and how it has passed down to you. I mean, you were obviously a bass player, but how did the audition come about that you would play your dad when you weren't an actor, Aston?
Well, it's so funny. Yeah, you know what really happened? It was, it's so funny. All right, hear what really happened, thinking about it. You always hear they were doing a Bob Marley in the Wailers movie. Our Bob Marley movie, and you know, it come and go, but Alba Rosie, he's a musician and an artist from Jamaica, but he's originated from Italy. I did an album with him and my father played on it. Hmm. He called me and he said, hey, they're doing a Bob Marley movie. I know this lady, she's looking for cast, and I told her they can't find a family man. And he's like, you're the one to play. I'm going to give her a number. So I said, okay, and her name is Corrine Chin. So she called me and she's like, hey, Alba told me about you. let me get some pictures, different thing. I'm going to send you this. I want you to do an audition. And boom, boom, bam. When I send her the audition and the video, she's like, oh, my gosh, you look like family man. I said, yeah, it's my father. And she's like, have you acted before? I said, no. She's like, you're like a natural actor. Because what happened was, the joke about it was, I needed someone to play Bob. So I took my partner's phone, because my partner was the one that helped me. Her name is Saida. And she took the phone, and I'm like, let me try and speak like Bob. So I did a Bob Marley, in, you know.
Oh, how'd you do it?
I was like, well, you know, family man, you know, Bob Marley, yeah, talking to you, you know. Like, I tried one of those things. So I did that, and I was talking to Bob. I sent her the video. She's like, yo, how did you get Bob Marley voice? What did you do? I'm like, no, that's me. She's like, what? You could do voiceovers. I'm like, well, you know, when I was in high school, I wanted to go to school to learn how to, you know, be like, you know, talk like people. You know, I thought it was funny, but I just did strictly music. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was something that I wanted to do. So anyways, I did the audition. I didn't hear anything. So a month went by, and then Sidella Marley texted me and said, hey, you ever thought about acting? I'm going to send you something. Send in the audition. So I was like, oh, yeah, I did the audition. So I sent her the same thing that I sent Corinne. And she's like, I'll send it to them. So I didn't hear anything. And then one day I'm on tour. Corinne is like, no, I came off tour. And Corinne texts me. And she said, listen, the director of the movie said he wants to do a Zoom meeting with you. I'm like, what? She's like, I've never seen this before in any of my career. I'm like, really? So I'm like, okay. I spoke to him, everything, you know. And then he's like, after I finished, it was amazing. He's like, I'm happy to have you on board.
Whoa.
So I'm like, Corinne, did I get the part? She's like, well, I don't know, because you're still supposed, the thing didn't say accepted. So even though he said it, it still has to say accepted. You have to follow the rules. Eventually, a few days go by and he said, accepted. She's like, hooray, you got the part.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That is so amazing.
It was amazing. I ran downstairs. I'm like, daddy, 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 guess what? He's like, what, son? I'm like, daddy, guess what? They're doing a Bob Marley movie. He's like, yeah? I'm like, yes, and I got the part to play you.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
What? He's like, well, you are the rightful one to play me, you know?
Oh.
I'm like, yes, daddy. He's like, so are they going to do it? I said, I have no idea, but I'm supposed to fly to England sometime in November. So I'm saying, all right. He said, yeah, man, I'm proud of your son. Tell me about it when you come back. And when I came back, I went in the room, and me and him was eating food, watching TV. He loved to watch the country western, and I was telling him, but I told him I didn't tell any of my family. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell my brothers. I didn't tell my sisters, because something told me that sometime when you get a blessing with your energy, even your loved ones, sometimes it's better you don't open your mouth, because you could change some energy frequency when you open your mouth too much.
This
and
is amazing.
I learned that from
this
my
is
mother.
Let me push you on that, because the inclination mm-hmm. is for people, and just because you're celebrating doesn't mean you're bragging. But the inclination
yes.
is for people to jump on social media, shout it to the moon, call everybody for some type of affirmation. And mm-hmm. this is something I've never really had a guest talk about.
Wow. I'm honored. Mm-hmm. But you don't know who is happy and who is not. And sometimes people could smile. I'm happy, but they're really not. I wish it was me, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Once you love people, you always want people to feel good. So sometimes it's better you don't share nothing, so they can always feel like they're on the top. But the smartest people are the people who are quiet.
Mm.
My brothers found out because one of my brothers worked with Julianne Marley. He tour manages for Julianne Marley.
And so that's Bob's...
Bob's son, yeah.
Yeah, Bob's son.
So we were in Jamaica, and I was doing, you know, once we finished England, we came to Jamaica, and my brother came down, and he's like, I heard you're doing some music with the movie, which is, it is true. I did the music in the movie. So like some of the parts in the movie, when you hear the bass playing, but you might not see me, that's me. I'm working with the Marleys behind the scene, and the guy named John. He's a great guy. He's, man, me and him was like, whew, working on the soundtrack of the movie, you know, like playing back all the Bob Marley stuff. And most
right,
of
so
them,
it's your bass guitar that is in the soundtrack, correct?
Yeah, most of the songs is my bass guitar.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm literally playing. And Hector Lewis, who played Carlton, he's really playing as well.
Oh.
Yeah, man. So it's amazing. This movie is real musicians, and the girls are really singing.
You know, and it isn't always man. Like that. You know, when they hire people, they hire actors to play, you know, Jim Morrison of the Doors, or you know, they pick up an instrument. There are actual professionals, and I know this because my brother, who is a guitarist and a music teacher, has been hired in the past to teach actors how to look like they know how to play these notes and how to play these instruments, because some of them have no clue. They've never picked up a bass guitar.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just amazing.
You're going to laugh, because even though Bob Marley was the one that is actually the vocals in the movie, Kinsley actually took, the guy who played Bob Marley, amazing. He actually learned how to sing, learned how to dance. Not saying he could have danced. Obviously, anyone could really dance their way. But he learned how to dance like Bob. He learned how to play the guitar. You know, he practiced. So when he was there, he actually sang. So even though you hear Bob's vocal, he's actually singing. And he's singing in key as well.
So you know that's the sign of a true professional.
He is. There couldn't be nobody else who could play. Maybe they could, but I don't see it. Kinsley, let me tell you, Kinsley has a heart of a gold. And he really respected Bob. I've seen him had real tears. He really wants to know the history. They're like, oh, let's do this scene. He's like, I want to respect Bob. I don't want to just do this and do that. No. This is Bob Marley we're talking about.
What?
I remember we're on the set. And we're acting, and people are like, you know, you might have people just laughing all over. And he went in the mic and he's like, listen, guys, this is very serious. I need quiet. This is, you know, and I was like, whoa. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then Ray, the director, he's so amazing. Like any little thing, Ray's like, what do you guys need? Or, you know, like after the set, we'll be in a room just chilling. And Ray comes in like, what do you guys think? You guys love it? You have any ideas? Listen, this, and Ziggy will come in the room and jam with us, and like we're eating, and
Ziggy Marley.
Like, yo, wow. Yeah.
Oh,
listen,
my gosh.
Listen, when I tell you family, real family vibe. When we're in Jamaica, we had Stephen Marley come by. Sidella was there a lot of the time. She was in England as well, and Jamaica. And Rita came on set. She came on set and she thought I was my father. She's like, oh. I'm like, no, I'm his son. Sidella's like, oh, you thought it was fans. Like, no. She's like, oh, God. She looked at me and she's like, ah, you know, it's the love. Oh, my gosh. Listen, it was,
gosh. I have to ask you, Aston, so acting is not easy. And here you are debuting. Was it hard to memorize the lines? I mean, did you mess up sometimes or start laughing?
I love this. I was waiting on you to say something like this. Listen, hear this. The first day of acting, first we did a Zoom. And when we did the Zoom, we're there with Ray and everyone else. And then, you know, Lashana, who played Woman King and, you know, 007 and stuff, she came on. So I'm already a fan of her. Everyone's a fan of her. So when she came on the Zoom, we're like, man, Lashana's on our Zoom? Like, what? So, and Kinsley, obviously, is there, too. So we're there, and we're saying our parts, and we're like, oh, we're getting the hang of it. I'm like, all right, cool. We thought, we're like, yeah, man. Me and Hector's like, yeah. And, you know, David, Junior Marvin's son was like, yeah, man, I got this. You see, when Lashana part came, and she started, I was like, well, I have a long way to go.
because she was that good. She was that good.
She was too freaking good. Listen, she was so good to the point I was like, I got so nervous. I'm like, damn, she's so professional. I really don't know what I'm going to do. But this was like the first time I toured with Lauryn Hill. And I did rehearsal with Lauryn Hill, and I was in a rehearsal and look at all the musicians. I was like, why am I here?
This is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we're going to be right back. Let me just explain to our listeners. Lauryn Hill of the Fugees heard your work, and she invited you to come play. And that's a point in your journey that I think is worthy of mentioning.
Oh, yeah, man. She's amazing, man. I could tell you I became a better musician working with her. And then after I left her, I went back to my dad. And that's when the real training started. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'll tell you about that. It wasn't no glitter and gold, man. My dad is a real soldier. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that story. You guys need to hear it.
We want it. I want my listeners to hear this.
Yeah. All right. Hear this. Before I get back to that, so anyways, we're doing, you know, Lashana did everything. So after a while now, I got an email that we're gonna get an acting coach. So I'm like, oh, cool. So we're gonna do an acting class, whatever, with an acting coach. So Hector and I got in the, you know, in the van, and we went there and we met this guy. I forgot his name, but he was amazing. He used to be an actor, actually. And he guided us to the point to where he was like,
what did he say?
He came and he's like, I want you guys to be in character from now. So even when you go home, you was Carly and you're fans. And mimic everyone. So Hector will ask me about Uncle Carly. I never met him, but, you know, he's my father's brother. And my dad just told me how Carly is and everyone. So I told Hector how Carlton would be. You know, so he mimicked that and he did a great job. So we were doing that. And then we did a few acting classes. And then one day the acting coach came to us and he's like, you guys are a natural. That me and Hector are natural because we actually do act like brothers, you know. So it was such a magical thing. And then we start doing the real rehearsal now. So we mostly started off doing the music rehearsal, which that's our strong point. So when we started doing everything else now, and Kingsley came in, by the way, the first day we met Kingsley, we're like, where's Kingsley? And he was there. We didn't even know, you know, because, you know, he was just listening to us. And we're playing Exodus. Next thing you know, we see this guy just run and start dancing and came on. I was like, oh, this must be Bob Marley. And then I was like, oh, yeah, this man really kind of do look like Bob, you know. He had on his hat, no dreads or nothing, and that's the first time we met Kingsley. Wasn't, hey Kingsley, how are you? It was through music, through the power of reggae music. He's dancing and we're jamming. That's how we met Kingsley.
Oh, amazing. Crazy. I love this. And here we are, it's premiering, it's actually rolling out this week. It's had many premieres. What do you want people to know about Bob Marley and the Wailers? Of course, including your dad, Fams, and the whole crew. It feels like it was more of a family than just a band.
It's more of a family. Family man is the right-hand man for Bob Marley. He's the one who made sure the music is right. Bob Marley could always depend on family man, Carlton. When Bob have to make any move, family man will go in the studio with the engineer and make sure everything is good. A lot of the instruments is my father played too, you know. Like even Forever Loving Ja, is my father played all the keyboard. On Exodus album, Guiltiness, So Much Things to Say, my father playing bass. He's playing keyboard and he's playing rhythm guitar. Yeah, the rhythm guitar. Bob don't play rhythm guitar on every track. A lot of the times it's my father playing because Bobby used to be like, I'm getting kind of tone that I want for this song, my father. But my father spoke highly of Bob's rhythm. He's like, nobody could play rhythm like Bob. He has a timing that nobody, his timing is perfect.
Yeah. I have to tell you, so when I learned the bass line to Stir It Up, it was just so incredible. It's like that ding, 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 dun, 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 dun. Am I right?
Mm. Yes, doom. Yeah, doom, 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 ding, doom, 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 ding. And then the album version, it went doom, toopo.
Dun, dun.
You know what? Some people go tam, ta, ba, ding, dong, which is, I would say A,
Yeah.
tam, ta, ba, ding, dong, but it's actually tam, ba, ba, ding, bang.
Dun, 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 ding, dun. That's how I
Yeah, so,
learned.
right. A lot of people, I don't know why they go dum da ba dum dum, which
No,
is
that's
wrong. Is
wrong. That's wrong.
dum ba ba ding bum, yeah, A B B,
You and me, baby, we got it right.
A B B, A B B, yes.
Oh, I got to play that with you. When you come to New York, we are jamming.
All right. There we go. There we go.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is a really fascinating story because what you've done, aside from the fact that music was always in you and that you were a musician, you could have easily been scared off the prospect of becoming an actor suddenly in a major, major motion picture. This isn't just some indie thing. This is
No.
paramount. I mean, this is a big deal. Let me end with this. Does it amaze you that years
Yeah.
after, decades after Bob Marley has died, that his music, One Love, and Stir It Up, and all these famous, famous songs are still, years and years later, thumping through the dorms of my university, and everybody knows these songs. And sure, they're all the new singers who are auto-tuned and jumping around on TikTok. But man, what your dad and Bob Marley created, what a legacy.
It's amazing, man. I always say Bob Marley and the Wailers' music has no category. It's not old or it's not new. It's just there. Spiritual music, you know, for the soul of everyone, man, woman, and children and animals. man, because man, when you hear Bob Marley and Wailers' music, all the plants, even the plants move. Because remember, you know, everything has energy. It's like, you know, you play good things to water. Water travels with everything, you know, so the water stays still through reggae music. Yeah, through other kind of different energies, the water will move towards it. It's, you know, so that's the music what we represent, man. And Bob Marley and the Wailers' music, that's what it is. And you see, what shakes the frequencies are is the bass and the drum. You see,
Yes.
the bass is the backbone
It's the heartbeat of
yeah.
a song. Aston, so
Yeah.
like should Denzel worry that you're going to be like the next hot actor and you're going to get all the roles that he would have gotten?
No, man, you don't have to worry. We will work together.
Good luck. And I don't care what you say. I think Denzel's going to be nervous when he sees how good you are.
I'm a huge fan of Denzel Washington. I'm a huge fan.
We all are, but I'm a huge fan of
Yeah.
yours now. So thank you.
Oh my
It's wonderful, wonderful to hear your story. I hope everybody goes to see Bob Marley, One Love, and check out Aston Barrett Jr. as his dad, the bassist, co-named Fams. It's so good to have you. I want to reach through the microphone and pinch your cheeks. You sound so
Oh
sweet.
my God. Wait, are we finished? I have so much stories, but it's
All right, give me one
okay.
more. You can have one
I
more.
can have one more.
Yeah, go for it.
I need to see what is the most important. Let's see. So, all right. When I started to tour with my father for the first time, my father used to pay me. So, when he used to pay me now, he paid me really good. So, I just noticed that. A few days go by, like a few weeks, I would say. I'm like, why is my pay getting lower? So I went to him and I was like, Daddy, what happened? My pay is getting low. He said, you get paid according to your works. I'm like, paid according to my works? What didn't I do? What did I do? He's like, you didn't clean my bass. You didn't set up the bass amp. You didn't. I was like, what?
Ooh.
Really? I'm here to play. I was playing keyboards. I mean, I was playing the organ. And he's like, no, I tell you to do these things. He's like, when you was getting paid highly, you were doing these things. What do you think this is? This is not a vacation. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And so, anyways, I got into Berkeley. My dad
School of
sent the money
Music,
so I
that's
could
right.
School of Music. Yeah, man. And I did this, I did the school, you know, I did it and I got into the school, but I couldn't go to the school because my green card didn't come yet, because my father filed for us because we lived in Jamaica.
Okay.
And right, I didn't get into the school, but you know, I showed him the list what I needed. So we went to Portland, Oregon, and you know, they don't have the tax thing, is they don't pay tax. So we bought my laptop and this program called Logic. And my father's like, you're gonna learn how to mix, so we're gonna do music. So we start making music. I thought it was the best thing ever until my dad is like, you're my personal engineer. I was like, what did I get myself into? My dad was so rough. He was so hard on me. He's like, I'll give you an example. He was like, okay, you play drums. I'm like, yeah. He's like, solo the hi-hat. I'm like, okay. He's like, does that sound like a hi-hat? I said, yeah. He's like, all right. Say what the hi-hat does, because you need to can you need to learn how to speak the instrument. So I went, tss. I said, I went, tss, tss. He's like, oh, that's what you heard? He's like, so I said, what you hear? He's like, I hear a tuk, tuk, tuk. He's like, oh, that is the hi-hat. So I'm like, but I hear these. He's like, what you're hearing is the other frequencies that are put on the hi-hat, but you can't start from a source without the actual root. So he said, if you listen to Rastaman Vibration with Alex Saskin mixing the album, he's like, listen to the hi-hat, even though it has the clarity and these things, you still hear the t-t-t. Like even in what do you call that song? Crazy Ball, like ting 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 ting, you hear the bell, the thing. So I'm like, whoa, I never thought about that. He's like, yeah, you have to hear the instrument. He said, music today, the hi-hat is what drives the music. He's like, no, I can't hear any hi-hat in any music. And he's like, you're hearing bass drums, yeah, these things, and but you're not hearing the notes, the frequencies. Like, listen to my bass. My bass, you hear the low end, but you know why it has pronunciation? Because I balance the treble, the mid, and everything. I don't take it out. It's like a lot of people in reggae taking it out. So it's like, how is the bass gonna survive? You don't have anything lifting the bass up. I'm like,
See, he was teaching you. He was so generous with that. It's just
wisdom.
amazing. I just love hearing this, and you're really giving a gift to our listeners because it feels like some of these stories you haven't really told before in such detail, and I'm
No.
honored that you're sharing them here. Thank you so much, Aston.
You're very welcome.
Good luck with the movie. This is incredible. I can't wait
Yes.
to see it. Aston Barrett Jr.,
Thank
congratulations.
you. Thank you so much.
And I hope all of you listeners go to see the movie because you now have a really granular sense of what really, really went into it. And you will not see someone playing their own father, but also playing the exact instrument that their father did in almost any other movie. It's so different and so unique. And the legacy that Bob Marley and the Wailers really left for reggae and for, as Aston said, you know, you can't really box Bob Marley's music into one specific old, new reggae, Rastafarian. You just can't. And so I hope that this will give you encouragement to not only open your eyes and learn more about this, but also to do what Aston did, and that is get handed a challenge of doing something he had never done before, and that is acting, and say, sure, I can. And then he figured out how to go about learning how to do it. That's what we all have to do, embrace challenges. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. I'll keep bringing them to you. You guys keep listening, and I just love you for tuning in to Everyone Talks to Liz. Have a great week. Want to listen ad-free? You can do it with a Fox News Podcasts Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And then Amazon Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.